Are you ready? Are you ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings?
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best? Work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to have.
You don't want to be the best? We'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show
with your host Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
On the field. 1, 2, 3.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings
right now.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
All right, folks. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. And the first quarter of the NFL season is over, and more than half of the league's teams, 18, are currently either in first place or within the game of the top spot in the division. But there's a whole lot of season left to be played, folks. So here to talk about this with me today, we are live in our Yahoo Sports Radio studios. Please welcome to the show, Hot Rod Johnson.
What's going on, Mean Gene? I bet you won't ask me why I'm excited right now.
Why are you excited?
The Chicago Cubs, Mean Gene. I know this is an NFL show, but Mean Gene, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. And, you know, I was in the sports bar. I got so excited last night when they beat the Cardinals. The guy looked at me and said, "Hey, man, act like you've been there before." I looked at him. I said, "Fool, we ain't never been here before." Hey, but what's going on, Gene? I'm happy to be here, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We are ready to talk about Week 5 of the National Football League. Of course, the show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Remember, folks, you have to register. You want to win some of this money that you're hearing about. Folks are winning all over the country every week. Big-time money. Anyway, all you got to do is register. If you haven't registered, you're not going to win anything, okay? So go to DraftKings.com, use the Sports Kings special promo code, and that's going to be SK2015. And the show is also brought to you by ONFX.com. They are great when it comes to designing a website, and I've said it many times before. If you own a business, you have to have a web presence. Please go to ONFX.com. All right, Ronnie Brooks will not be with us today, and we will pick Ronnie up next week. I know he's in San Diego, probably getting ready for that big Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Chargers on Monday night.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that. But, hey, as we always like to do here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, we like to go back and look at some of the things that took place in Week 4 of the National Football League, Rod. And I know there was some upsets. Are we even keeping up with our Sports Kings?
I'm not.
Pick 'em anymore? I mean, I know there's a couple of people on our Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Pick 'em. It's the Rod had given you the information on our Facebook page and our Twitter where you can go ahead and get. It's too late to get in now. The season.
No, it's not too late. We're in week five already. We're in week five, but we're definitely, you know, welcoming any newcomers that want to come on and you know, pick like a king right now. So you definitely can go.
In fourth place the last time I looked. I don't know where I'm at now.
Yeah, you're currently still in fourth place, Gene.
All right.
With the record of 39-25. But we got to give it up to the Sweat Hogs up there in Washington, D.C. He is standing at an astonishing 42 total points. He's standing at 42-22.
What about the Cowboys hater?
The Cowboys hater. Actually, he is actually saying that just because he missed week one, he's giving us a head start, but he's sitting down in last place. But he has a decent record at 30-18 if you're looking percentage wise. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. But anyway, folks, hey, so Rod, last week, of course, the NFL is moving and grooving. And what was your game last week that just kind of stood out there and it was your shocker for week four?
Well, Mean Gene, I really don't have one that actually stood out because this is my I told you so game.
Okay.
I told you last week that the St. Louis Cardinals were going to upset No, I'm sorry. The St. Louis Rams.
I'm watching you.
I'm still thinking about the Cubs.
I'm looking at you say that.
I'm still thinking about my Cubs, but I told you that the St. Louis Rams were going to upset the Arizona Cardinals, man, yeah. Gene, and they did that, Gene.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the NFC West, man. This is one of those divisions that people used to write off so many years ago, and now look what we have here. This is a very exciting division, even though the Cardinals will bounce back, but that was pretty interesting, though. But it was probably expected with that Rams defense.
Well, not only was that the defense, I look at just the history of the Arizona Cardinals. It just seems like that team runs up against the wall. Same thing with the Cincinnati Bengals. They cannot get over that hump, Mean Gene. And for some reason, when they're coming up against a challenge, almost to say, they just tend to freeze every single time. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why I felt. And, you know, I don't have all the glorious stats and this person's going to throw for this. This person's going to catch for this. It's just the history of the Arizona Cardinals, just like the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to talk about it later in the show. There's no way they're going to win this week because they're the Cincinnati Bengals.
Don't get me started on the Bengals. Right. You know, if Ronnie was here, he would be chiming in on Marvin Lewis.
Even though they're 4-0, he wants to fire Marvin Lewis.
Even though they're 4-0, hey, my upset pick of the week four was the Chicago Bears winning their first game, knocking off the Oakland Raiders. Bears
Fox.
Went
congratulations
22
to John Fox finally getting his first victory.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I saw that one coming, and it the matchup, even though David Carr and the Raiders are looking good, the Raiders are still exceeding expectations at this point, but the Bears needed to get a win.
You know, they went into that game with the Raiders being a 4.5. This is the first time the 4.5-point, they were 4.5-point underdogs to the Oakland Raiders. This is the first time that the Raiders, you know, had been, picked to win a game as far as point spread in, like, since 2002.
Did you jinx them when you said something about, the fact that they,
I
thought so. But anyway, folks, and also the week five here is getting ready to get underway. And I know, Rod, you got some interesting details on who's undefeated still as we go into week five of the National Football League.
Not necessarily undefeated, but if you look at the stats, and I don't know who keeps these stats because I'm not smart enough to keep these stats. I think I'm intelligent enough just to read them off. But, Gene, if you look at it, since the current playoff format, you know, of 12 teams or more, was instituted in 1990, 25 teams have rebounded from a losing record after 4 weeks to qualify for the playoffs. Me and Gene, you can go all the way back to 2001, the New England Patriots, which I believe, if that was the Super Bowl right here in Houston, Texas, when they beat the Carolina Panthers, they actually won the Super Bowl after starting 1-3, Mean Gene. But if you go even to 2 years ago, 2013, Carolina and Philadelphia started at 1-3. Mm-hmm. Carolina advanced to the divisional playoffs. Philadelphia advanced to the wild card playoffs. They eventually lost, but it's not looking too great for these teams that are starting off with a losing record, you know, going into week
four. And, you know, later on in the show, we're going to be talking about the Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. They're coming off a bye week. And I know later on today, you will be at Jerry's World covering the Cowboys and the Patriots.
This is why I need you to speak a little faster, because we need to get on that highway. I got to head on back up to Dallas and cover these guys tonight, which the city of Arlington, Texas, is going to be beautiful tonight. You know, I hate going back to my baseball reference, but, you know, I'm a baseball guy. Mm-hmm. You got the Cowboys playing at 3:30 or 3:25, you know, Central Time. And as soon as that game is over, I'm trying to go down, get my interviews going, try to go home and see the family. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be stuck in traffic. Why? Because you're going to have another 60,000 people coming in to watch the Texas Rangers tonight.
And the Blue Jays.
And the Blue Jays.
Both Texas teams in the baseball playoffs. How about that?
It looks like the Rangers are doing very, very well. Yeah. Houston ended up winning
the Astros,
one that they really needed.
Amazing.
The other day. But back to the Chicago Cubs, where you weren't talking about.
No, I want. If anything,
I'm sorry. I thought
Dodger fans would just be upset with me if I didn't say anything about the Los Angeles Dodgers getting a win.
Much needed win.
And they top two pitchers now that have, you know, been out there.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, but I know that after the break, we're going to get into week five. And of course, it started here in Houston on Thursday night with Andre Johnson making his return to Houston.
Andre Johnson came back with a vengeance. And you know what? Me and Gene, we're going to talk about fantasy football, but I actually dropped Andre Johnson.
What?
Yeah, I dropped him. I had no idea, but I had an idea.
I would have picked him up for Thursday night if I knew you had dropped him.
Exactly, Mean Gene, because he was coming back with a vengeance to the city of Houston.
You dropped him in our league?
Yes, I did.
What?
I did.
Oh. Yeah. And can we talk about later in the show, talk about your record? You are facing another two-show suspension, Mr. Commissioner.
I'm going to put the suspension on myself, Mean Gene. Because
you should. What's your record?
0-4.
What?
I sit here.
You got the brakes beat off.
Royal Court. I sit here and give you guys all this information about fantasy football, but my record is 0-4.
It's unbelievable. How could you be the commissioner?
Mean Gene, my quarterback is Eli Manning. Okay. Right? All right. My wide receivers, Mike Evans.
Eli's had 7 touchdowns already, I think.
I understand that. My receivers, Mike Evans. I had Terrence Williams, he's struggling down in Dallas with Wheaton. But my running backs, I have LeSean McCoy injured, Arian Foster injured, Jonathan Stewart on a bye week. But the highlight of this week, I get Antonio Gates back, finally. It's rough for me right now, Gene. It's rough.
I sure hope you get a win.
I even got Victor Cruz just sitting on the bench. He got other problems with his love life that he I don't know if you guys heard about all the mess he got going on, but he got more than this Achilles tendon that's acting up right now. But Gene, I'm 0-4 right now. But that does not mean don't listen to my fantasy jewels, because I've noticed the last 3 times I've given fantasy jewels, Mean Gene, you've gone out there and picked up a player.
You don't go right, because I listen. Hell, if you listen to your own stuff, you might get a win.
You have a great point.
Anyway, folks, I know. So, hey, stick around after the break, because we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. It's week 5 of the National Football League, and me and Hot Rod Johnson, we are going to get you caught up on any and everything that's going to be happening. And just stick around, folks. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
You want all your favorite Yahoo Sports Radio shows on demand? Real simple. Go to YSRpodcast.com. YSRpodcast.com.
I'm about to jump out of this airplane to show you why you need to incorporate. See, running your business without being incorporated is like
skydiving without a parachute. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings.
Phew. Incorporation is your parachute. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-940-2539 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. They don't provide legal or financial advice. Just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. You wouldn't skydive without a parachute. Don't run your business without being incorporated. Protect your home, your car, and your life savings. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-2539. 1-800-940-2539. 1-800-940-2539.
It's Travis Rogers now.
Hey, Trav, are you a grab a coupon book and utilize it in Vegas guy? I hope not, but fear it's true. I'll be honest, walk off. I don't even know what that means, so no. Sometimes you get those in the mail like, hey, 20% off, and it'll be like at a restaurant that we go to periodically. She's like, oh, we can bring this the next time. I'm like, well, only if you pay for it while I'm out of the car, because I can't be seen using a coupon. That's super bad for my look.
Travis Rogers now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. Inside the Lines with former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Hernan.
Moose Johnson. Moose, of course, the Dallas Cowboys signed a player that we released here in Carolina and Greg Hardy. And nobody really disputes that Greg Hardy, what he can do on the field. There's been maybe some speculation and things that have happened off the field. Jerry Jones seems to be throwing it all in this year and doing whatever, and sees a window for the Cowboys to pick up another championship. Would that be a fair assessment?
I think that's a fair assessment. When you look at Tony Romo, we all know how important the quarterback position is in the NFL. With the 2 back surgeries here in the last 3 years, how much longer can Tony play at the level you need to win a championship? One of the areas that Dallas struggled in last year was getting pressure on the quarterback, generating turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. They took a calculated risk by signing Greg Hardy.
Inside the Lines with Marty Hernan. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Inside the Lines with former Carolina Panthers GM Marty Hernan.
Talking with Darryl Moose Johnston. Cam Newton was signed to an extension. We feel he's a franchise quarterback here in Carolina. What's your opinion?
Is he Tom Brady? No, not many people are Tom Brady. I think there's a lot of pieces in place. I'm excited to see what they do. Carolina believes that they have the quarterback that can take him to the place that they want to go to. And I think a lot of that happened down the stretch last year with the way he played.
Inside the Lines with Marty Hernan. Weekdays 10 a.m. till noon Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-991-4860. That's 800-991-4860. Call now at 800-991-4860 to get a free brochure. 800-991-4860.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
All right, folks, once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. What are you doing over there?
Hey, I like
with
that.
Me, Gene the Sports Machine, and Hot Rod Johnson. And, of course, Ronnie Brooks is not with us today.
Mean Gene.
Yes.
Can you refer to me as the Chicago Cubs for the rest of the show, please?
Chicago Cubs for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
just you just want to change your name?
Yes.
What about your Twitter and your
I'm about
Sports
to change
Kings?
It to YSK Cubs.
All right, folks. Hey, once again, we're getting you ready for Week 5 of the National Football League on our NFL Weekly Countdown Show. And speaking of Twitter, you can reach Mean Gene at Sports Kings, and Rod is at YSK Rod.
At YSK Rod.
And Ronnie Brooks is at Sports Kings Host. Hey, you know what? I want to take a quick moment right now to acknowledge our producer. Well, we got two. We got a producer here today, Ashton, who is making us sound nice and clean.
Appreciate the love, Ashton.
We appreciate it. He's taking care of business. But our main producer, who is not here, because there's a reason why he's not here. He just had a baby boy.
It's early in the morning for one reason.
Well, that is another reason. But congratulations.
Yeah.
Mike Pearson just had a baby boy.
Yes.
And
yes,
boy, his world is about to get started, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mike Pearson, many blessings. Enjoy that blessing God has given you and your family, this beautiful baby boy, beautiful, healthy baby boy. So much love to you, my brother.
Absolutely. So, okay, Rod, hey, let's jump on this, man, because here we go. Week 5 of the National Football League. It started Thursday night here in H-Town at NRG Stadium as the Indianapolis Colts came to town and knocked off.
What stadium?
NRG.
I thought it was Reliant.
Yeah, it's NRG. Don't ask me what NRG stands for.
Okay. Then.
Something to do with oil and money, which neither one of us have.
True.
Right.
True.
But anyway, so the Indianapolis Colts came to town without Andrew Luck. The old man, Hasselbeck, came to town and beat the Houston Texans.
Yes, they did.
Kind of shook things up, too, after that.
After 444 total yards, 32 minutes of offense, 24 first downs, Mean Gene, the Houston Texans lost. They lost to the Indianapolis Colts, and it was one of those games. Mean Gene, I'm concerned about the Texans simply because of the quarterback controversy. To me, it feels like that O'Brien is putting on himself there in Houston. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking I need to see a quarterback perform the entire game before you start flip-flopping out.
Well,
you got Arian Foster back there. Of course, he's coming off an injury. Yeah. You didn't think he would have a great game. He had a decent game.
Right.
One ball went through his hands, gave him an interception early, and they lost points there. But, Mean Gene, I don't know when, you know, I'm a big stickler on consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see some consistency. So if you give Ryan Mallett the head and let him run it and he does something wrong, these guys are always going to be playing a little timid because they know if they make one mistake, it's a chance that Brian Hoyer will be coming behind them. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Hoyer. Mm-hmm. You gave Hoyer the helm and he made a couple of mistakes, which we knew he would, and yeah. Then Ryan Mallett was brought in. I don't think this is a good deal that they got going on right now.
No, I mean, and we said if any coach could do this, it would be O'Brien because he's got familiarity with both of these quarterbacks.
It doesn't matter how familiar. It's not working.
No, but they're going back to Brian Hoyer now, right?
I mean, they are.
Yeah. Hoyer will start again.
See, okay.
What is
this roller coaster of quarterbacks?
Well, I don't know.
Consistency. You need consistency.
Hoyer's been through this movie before, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, hey. Big news, though, in that game was Andre Johnson coming back and torching the Texas defense for a couple of touchdowns as the Houston Texans fall to the Indianapolis Colts. So why don't we just go ahead and start with
– There was a Frank Gore sighting.
There was a who?
A Frank Gore sighting, 22 rushes, 98 yards, one touchdown in this game.
And the Colts came in having already won, 15 consecutive games versus that South division. So perhaps we should have expected that. How about this? Week 5 of the National Football League, we have a couple of byes, okay? A couple of teams will not be playing. For you fantasy football geeks out there, please don't have these guys in any lineups today. The New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Carolina Panthers all have a bye. Mm-hmm. This week, right? Yeah. So remove those teams and players from your lineup.
Carolina will remain undefeated.
So let's go ahead and start the first game that's going to be happening later on today, taking place in the ATL. And those folks are one of the unbeaten teams in the National Football League is the Washington Redskins, 2-2 at the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you have, Rod?
With this victory, and the only way they can do this perfect the NFC East, because the Atlanta Falcons will win the NFC East this year, right? And to perfect this, Ben Gene, they will need to go and win this from behind. So I'm taking Atlanta to beat Washington.
Okay. Well, then that's cool. I tell you what, I'm going to hold my pick until after the break. So, hey, folks, once again, you are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Never miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Just go to YSRpodcast.com.
The Yahoo Sports Radio Podcast Center. Always on for you. YSRpodcast.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's Travis Rogers now.
Here lies Travis Rogers, who kind of liked J.J. Watt, but was kind of getting tired of him screaming and flexing at the camera. I like the idea of being able to use my obituary as my final opportunity to tell everybody what I didn't like, you know? And he loved George Brett, but man, oh man, did he hate Russell Wilson.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. The Steve Zabin Show.
All right, some text react off of last night.
330-99-ZABE.
856 in South Jersey, ZABE, you ask, you receive Tecmo. It was LA Run 1 or KC Run 1. Sweeps to Bo or Christian Okoye.
That's what I said.
Unstoppable.
Didn't I say well, Bo Jackson?
Say it was Bo Jackson.
Nobody said you were wrong.
I'd like to be told I'm right.
Waking up America like no one else.
Oh, wait, well, the first part of the text said Solly's right.
We didn't know you were right.
That's brilliant.
What were we supposed to do? Shut the show down and have the balloons fall from the rafters
That'd
at that
nice.
Moment?
We're the Doves.
That's it. We're done today.
Yeah. You know,
here
they come.
The confetti's Sally's hard. Right about this. 1 point.
The
okay,
confetti's
great.
Hard to get out, but it sure is worth it. It looks
no,
pretty.
Listen, I'm we were all kidding. Throwing our thoughts in there. You threw yours in there.
I did not know the name of the plays either.
So. Just so you know, I acknowledged what you contributed, and I deemed it neither true nor false.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Sports X Radio, live from Vegas.
It's Sports X Radio with Ken Thompson.
And George Atkinson Jr. on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Always loved talking with some of the old school Raiders. The receivers going over the middle. They were familiar with the game a lot of times. They didn't go over the middle.
Our point that we made that you weren't going to catch anything in the middle of the field and get up and feel good about it.
Ken Thompson and Sports X Radio, weeknights, live from Vegas.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Travis Rogers now.
You knew that this was just a matter of time. You knew that it was going to be a scenario where Madison Bumgarner was taken from reality and turned into myth, right? I mean, he's Madison Bumgarner. He goes from North Carolina where they chop down trees with their bare hands and ring rabbits' necks to eat them for dinner, and then we hit home runs and strike out guys and cut down some trees, right? So that was going to happen. But what we didn't know was that it was going to turn into this. Listen to the lyrics because they're pretty awesome.
6'5", 235, Carolina boy from the countryside.
Uh-oh.
When he was born, mama said he's long, and the doctor said he was country strong.
Country strong, that's always a good one.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Listen to this. That's the sound of you losing weight with Nutribullet, the superfood nutrition extractor. Nutribullet turns ordinary fresh food into superfood. In about 30 seconds, Nutribullet breaks down fruits and vegetables, creating a deliciously healthy drink your body can absorb for a satisfying blast of nutrition that can help you drop pounds fast.
I lost about 10 pounds and feel amazing.
I've lost 17 pounds. I've lost almost 10 inches.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
I love it. I've never felt this good in my life. Never.
The Nutribullet 30-day slim down plan is easy and risk-free. If you don't lose the weight within 30 days, return it for a full refund. Order today and get a month's supply of our fat-burning Boost, a $20 value, absolutely free. Call 800-221-5550 now and get the 30-day slim down plan risk-free. Call 800-221-5550. 800-221-5550. Results will vary based upon the commitment to the Nutribullet slim down plan, diet, and exercise.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
To get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
All right, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Mean Gene Sports Machine, Hot Rod Johnson, getting you ready for kickoff in a couple of hours. Everyone's TVs are going to be looking like ours, right? Actually, they're only going to have one TV. We're sitting up here looking at how many TV screens right
we're
now?
We're pretty much looking at
nine
right
TV
now.
Screens
you
in
check
here.
Me out on Periscope, YSK Rod.
You periscoping again?
Yeah, I'm about to Periscope
you,
at 5:30 in the
morning. Why do you always get distracted when we do this show?
Huh?
You're like a four-year-old.
Huh?
With all the things going on. Huh? All right. Hey, you know what? We like to... Just send a shout out to a couple of stations that carry the Sports Kings. If you're listening to, I mean, we covered from East Coast to West Coast here. We know you're pumping us pretty loud and clear there. And the Big D, K, come on, Rod, KTCK, the ticket, AM 1310 in Dallas. How about WRDW in Augusta, Georgia, AM 1600? You folks down there in Georgia, we still want those Masters tickets next year. And how about KVNA AM 600 in Flagstaff, Arizona? You realize what time it is in Arizona right now? You realize what time it is in Houston right now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
So my eyelids are hurting. It,
all right. So, hey, let's go ahead and continue, Rod. The next game we have, the Cleveland Browns.
No, hold on. You did not give your pick.
What?
For Atlanta.
You're right. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Dirty Birds, which I'm sure they're going to probably come up
Devontae
with another name.
Devontae Freeman. That's all I got to say.
Lord.
Seven touchdowns in the last two games.
Devontae Freeman is on who's NFL fantasy football lineup?
Next question.
Mean Gene got Devontae Freeman. So, yeah, I'm going with the Falcons. The next game we have. We have the 1-3 Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens, 1-3. I mean, this is a boring game by all measures of looking at the records here. Who do you have?
Right now in this game, I have to go with the Baltimore Ravens. Mean Gene, Baltimore looking to try to come back in this division. Cleveland, they're still going through some struggles right now. Even though Josh McCown is playing a very good game so far this year with almost, 78% completions last week. But me and Gene, Joe Flacco is 13-1 versus Cleveland and has completed 253 of 409 passes, 61.9% for 3,027 yards with 18 touchdowns against Cleveland. So I have to go with
that. Having Joe said all that, Rob, whoever I was going to pick, I done changed my mind now. All right. So, no, I got the Baltimore Ravens winning this game. The Seattle Seahawks, 2-2 at the 4-0 Cincinnati Bengals. Whoa, man, this will be a great game to watch today.
This is a must-win for Cincinnati, Mean Gene. And, yes, they're 4-0, and I'm telling you it's a must-win for them. However, because they are Cincinnati, and like I said earlier, Mean Gene, they cannot get over that hump sometimes. Prove it to me this weekend. Prove me wrong, Marvin Lewis. Prove me wrong later today by beating the Seattle Seahawks at home, which I seriously doubt. I'm going with Seattle.
No, I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals. You know what?
Wow.
And you're right. You are right. They have a hard time exceeding those expectations. But I tell you what, if they win today, it would be the first time they have went 5-0 since 1988. And I can tell you right there, that would be the start of something if they can do that. So I'm going with the Bengals.
Mean Gene, can you say hello to our Periscope listeners?
Hello, Periscope listeners. Unfortunately, I got work to do, and I ain't got time to fool with y'all right now. Okay. It's the St. Louis Rams, 2-2 at the Green Bay Packers, another unbeaten team at the 4-0 Green Bay Packers.
Well, you know, Mean Gene, what my thing is, St. Louis Rams, yes, they upset the Arizona Cardinals last week, but they will not do this week. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, possibly the best player in the NFL right now, especially at the quarterback position.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm not forgetting about Tom Brady, but at the same time, the things that Aaron Rodgers has done, Nick Foles is having a great year this year so far, but you have to go to Aaron Rodgers. He's thrown for 48 touchdowns, zero interceptions, with a 125.3 rating in the last 19 home games, including the playoffs, at home.
Unstoppable.
He has 580 consecutive attempts and 48 passing touchdowns in a row without an interception.
But you know what, man, I tell you, because this Rams defense is so good, I want to make this my upset pick of the week, but we're not there yet. We'll save that for the next segment. Okay. But I almost went there, but I'm not going to do it. I will go with the Green Bay Packers, especially at home, Aaron Rodgers on fire. How about this? The Chicago Bears looking for their second win of the season. They will be in Kansas City, 2-1-3 teams going against each other. And, folks, if you can see some of this shenanigans that Rod Johnson is doing in this studio. Chicago Bears, 1-3 at the Kansas City Chiefs, 1-3. Who do you have here?
Honestly, I cannot believe the Kansas City Chiefs are 1-3 right now.
Yeah, I can't
I can't believe they're 1-3 right now, but they are, Mean Gene. So, just because of that, I'm going with Kansas City over Chicago Bears.
I'm going with Kansas City, too, I think. Getting beat by the Bengals, I mean, you can say you got beat by the Bengals, but still – I think they got a decent game, a decent team, I'm sorry. Next game, we have the New Orleans Saints. Who that going to the Super Bowl? The New Orleans Saints, they don't care if they win another game for the rest of the season. They beat the Dallas Cowboys last week, and that's all that matters for Saints fans right now, right?
You know, they need to be very careful of that because, me and Gene, if you're looking to beat the B team of a team, because that's what they looks as if they were playing, the B team of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you know, we if you want to heard it all week. A lot of Saints fans here in Houston, a lot of Saints fans in Dallas.
We
but anyway,
today, huh?
1-3 against the Philadelphia Eagles, 1-3. And this is, I can't wait to the next segment. This is my upset alert. I say the Saints win in Philadelphia.
No, because this is the USC Bowl. The reason I mean if this is the USC Bowl, if Chip Kelly loses again and falls to 1-4, will he be the next head coach of the USC Trojans? But well, we have to give, you know, credit to Drew Brees, who reached the 5,000 completions plus and the 400 touchdown club last week, and his victory, of course, against the Dallas Cowboys. So congratulations there. This will be the Revenge Bowl for Darren Sproles. He used to be a New Orleans Saints. They let him go. He went to Philadelphia. He goes back there.
Well, no, the game was in Philly.
It's in Philly?
Yeah.
Well, they come to him to get their butts kicked. I think Philadelphia will win this game.
All right. The next game we have is the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of 1-3 teams, my Lord. Jacksonville Jaguars 1-3 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Listen when I tell you,
keeping it in Florida.
Keeping it in Florida. And now, let me tell you, Minchin, Jacksonville is not a bad team. They pushed Indianapolis Colts last week to the brink.
Yeah, they did.
To the brink. And I want you to watch out for this new trio. We talked about the three-headed monsters earlier in the year, but we did not mention Bortles, Robinson, and Hurns. Bortles is a great quarterback.
Oh, I like Bortles.
Blake Bortles. And he's had something special going with Robinson and Hurns. Pay attention to those guys.
Oh, I know.
Because of that and the struggles with Jameis Winston, just the normal struggles of a rookie quarterback, I'm going with Jacksonville in this one, actually in a blowout.
Whoa. Is this your upset pick of the week?
If you want my blowout to be an upset pick, yes, I'm actually going with this in a blowout. When I say I'm predicting the score to be 35-10.
You know Jacksonville only put up 13 points last week, right?
That's why it's called an upset pick.
No one
expects
this. It's going to be one hell of an upset. If you're talking about a blowout, what's the blowout going to be, 21-20?
No, it's going to be 35-10.
Oh, 35-10. They're going to beat Jameis. Famous Jameis. And the game is in Tampa, by the way.
35-10.
Okay, 35-10. All right. 30-14. I am going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Next game, Buffalo Bills, 2-2 at the Titans, 1-2. Who do you have here?
With the injured LeSean McCoy, who looks like he will not be playing later today against a Tennessee Titans team coming off of the bye week. You would typically want to go with Tennessee because of the injuries with Buffalo. But it's very hard for you to go against that Buffalo's defense against a rookie quarterback. I'm going with Buffalo in this one.
I will go with Buffalo as well.
And
I'm
sorry, but I'm very surprised with the play of Tyrod Taylor. We laughed at this when he was named the quarterback. You have to give it to those guys saw something in him at the beginning of the year where Tyrod Taylor is playing phenomenal football for the Buffalo Bills. They made the right choice with him, so.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills, but it will be interesting to see how Marcus Mariota performs after a bye week.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see that. I don't think it's going to be in his favor, especially playing a defense like the Buffalo Bills. That's honestly, he's the main reason why I'm picking the Buffalo Bills in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills. They really need to get something done, right? I know we're going to be coming up on the break here pretty soon, but you know what? Do you agree with USA Today's power rankings of the top six teams in the NFL? Do you
give
know
them
who they
me.
Are?
No, give them to me.
All right. They have the number one, New England Patriots, 2, Green Bay, 3, Cincinnati, 4, Denver, 5, Carolina, 6, Seattle. I agree with all of them. I mean, those six, all six of those teams. Then you got the Dirty Birds and some other teams.
I don't agree with the Carolina Panthers, even though I'm very excited to see how they're going to finish the season. I'm very excited on what they're coming up, you know, what they're going with. However, that lack of a receiving core. You're looking at Ted Ginn Jr. being their second option, possibly their best receiver right now. I don't see that happening, you know, for the rest of the season. Yes, they're 3-0 so far this season. But I just do not see them carrying it and, you know, into the playoffs and possibly making any damage within the playoffs. Cam Newton is playing some phenomenal ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see them being – you know, in that top five elite teams in the NFL.
Yeah, but
right
man,
now.
They made the playoffs for the last couple of years. I mean, what else?
They were
do
seven,
they need
eight,
to
and
do?
One. They were seven,
it
eight, and one
matter.
Last year.
But look at them now.
They, 7-8-1. That's a losing record.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Okay, so hey, next segment, we will give you our fantasy football jewel. You should get that from me because Rod, being that he's sort of kind of sucking it up there, we'll talk about that. But, folks, hey, anyway, you know what? Stick around. We have a whole lot more of NFL weekly picks we're going to get into. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
This is Pat Forty, National College columnist for Yahoo Sports.
And you're listening to Yahoo Sports Radio.
And we're always online at yahoosportsradio.com.
Do you want an edge in the workplace? Do you want to get ahead professionally? Do you want to be the first person in the office with the best idea? Hi, I'm Dr. Darren Mitchell. I'm a chiropractor, and I spent the better part of 15 years studying natural-based interventions called functional medicine. I'm particularly interested in a category of substances called nootropics. These nootropics can improve brain function that aid with memory, intelligence, motivation, and attention. Fortunately, I found a really great product, and it's called Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a unique blend of ingredients, all derived from natural sources. Ingredients that have been tested and verified to improve your ability to focus, your ability to remember, and your ability to think clearly. Mental Bright can help you stand out in the workplace. Go to mentalbright.com and order the product. Call 855-633-BRIGHT. That's 855-633-2744. After just about 30 days, your memory will improve, your focus will be better. You will think like you did when you were younger. Nobody wants to have senior moments.
Have a Mental Bright moment.
Go to mentalbright.com.
Try Mental Bright today.
This is Hit 'Em Up with Jeff Ketchum.
But, and it occurred to me last night, and I know teams don't shave and they do really drastic things when the postseason begins because they're superstitious. We've got to stop with the beards, white people. We have to. We have to stop thinking that postseason runs become an excuse to look like you're from Duck Dynasty. Shave yourself.
Hit 'em up with Jeff Ketchum. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pen and jot down this special number. Call 800-805-3916. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for much less money. Call 800-805-3916. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99. Best of all, there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials and watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Call 800-805-3916. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut cost and get more. Call today. 800-805-3916. That's 800-805-3916. Again, 800-805-3916.
It's Sports X Radio, live from Vegas.
It's Sports X Radio with Ken Thompson.
He is the only kicker in the College Football Hall of Fame. He is Kevin Butler, still working with the Georgia Bulldogs. Knew you knew that Nick Chubb had potential, but I don't think anybody thought that Chubb was going to step up the way he did.
Nick Chubb is the man, and nobody expects him to do what he did and average 154-yard game.
Ken Thompson and Sports X Radio, weeknights, live from Vegas.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is LLC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-943-9763 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-943-9763. That's 1-800-943-9763.
This is Hit 'Em Up.
Hit 'Em Up with Jeff Ketchum.
Jeff Ketchum, weekday afternoons.
Joining us right now, Marty, it's so good to have you, our YSR superstar, former GM. When I think about the Hard Knocks, that is the realest reality TV ever. You're watching people lose their jobs, and some of these guys, their dreams are drying up right in front of their eyes. I think if I was a GM or a coach, that would be the part of the show I would prefer not be shown.
I wouldn't do it, Jeff. I wouldn't get somebody in front of cameras. I get curious every time I see that. And that was the reason I did not want to be on Hard Knocks. And fortunately, we had our own Jerry Richardson, I think, that agreed. You have to do Hard Knocks. That's one thing. I would not cut a player with a camera there. I just don't think it's right. Any of us that have gotten fired, and I obviously have, it's just a personal experience where I don't think it's right to have a camera in there.
Hit 'em up with Jeff Ketchum. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
All right, folks. Final segment here on the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Mean Gene and Hot Rod Johnson, a.k.a. Chicago Cubs. Man, I can't believe you're making me refer to you as the Chicago Cubs.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Next week, when you guys are,
you know, don't you even say
when
it.
You eliminated out of the playoffs, I'm going to refer to you as the GOAT.
And I'm going to throw you out this window.
All right. Hey, let's get right back into it, folks. Week 5 of the National Football League is going to get underway here in a couple of hours, and we just want to get you prepared so you can be a winner of your office pool, if nothing else, unless you're in Vegas right now. Next game. Arizona Cardinals 3-1 at the 0-4 Detroit Lions, and I do not want to see Caldwell lose his job. I don't think he will, but I'm going with the Detroit Lions to upset win today.
That's your upset
at home, man. Please. We already had one upset, but
for the last 2 weeks, we've suffered to watch Detroit on a Sunday night and a Monday night, and Stafford is not the quarterback. I wonder in Detroit, are they finally realizing that he's not the quarterback that needs to be in Detroit? So let's keep them off television. Hopefully Arizona will continue their miseries today. Jim Caldwell is a great guy, but he's going to lose today.
All right, next game we have, folks, will be the New England Patriots, 3-0, coming off a bye week. They will be in Dallas to take on the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys, and our Hot Rod Johnson will cover this game from start to finish. Who do you have?
About to hit that slab right now. The slab is real, Mean Gene, driving down to Dallas. The Patriots, believe it or not, Mean Gene, they are a 15-11 record. They have a 15-11 record after a bye week. You would think Bill Belichick, Tom Brady would be more prepared. They would be, you know, 30-1 or something like that. They are 15-11 after a bye week. But Tom Brady is the second player in NFL history to pass for 1,100 yards and 9-plus touchdowns and 0 interceptions in the first 3 games. What do I get these stats from?
They sound good,
but yeah, when I'm reading them, I'm like, who actually keeps up with 3-game stats? Anyway, with that being said, Greg Hardy is coming back, but he will not be able to put enough pressure on Tom Brady. I'm going with the New England Patriots in this game.
Well, I am going to go with the New England Patriots, even though I am shocked here that Brandon, and no Mean Gene, I do not smoke Wheaton, is still the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I was thinking Matt Castle would have snuck in there.
So. He doesn't know the offense just yet.
Yeah.
If you look at it the last couple of weeks, the defense gave away the games for the Cowboys. Wheaton played a decent game in New Orleans. His first half of the Falcons game was decent. He managed to get the ball very well. No, I think he's good.
All right, I'm going with the Patriots in that game. The next one we have is the Denver Broncos at the Oakland Raiders. The 4-0 Denver Broncos, excuse me, at the 2-2 Raiders. Raiders are 500 in a comfortable spot here. If they knock off the Broncos today, this would be humongous.
And they will. This is the Del Rio Bowl. Del Rio actually coached Peyton Manning last year when John Fox was out. I am actually going with the Oakland Raiders. He has those guys playing some good football. I think the Denver Broncos will take a day off, Oakland Raiders.
Broncos have won the past seven. However, interesting. Raiders coming off a loss last week to the Bears. I am going with the Oakland Raiders too, Rod. I like that connection, that they're real connection there.
Gary Kubiak is the third head coach in franchise history to start 4-0 in his first year with the club.
Interesting.
With that being said, I'm still going with Oakland.
Okay, next game, Sunday night game on ESPN. It's going to be the 1-3 San Francisco 49ers at the 2-2 New York Giants. Boy, don't count them Giants out of anything. Because you know, Rod, if the Patriots knock off the Cowboys today, even though record-wise, the Giants would probably be in first place if they can get a win over the 49ers.
And they will, Mean Gene. I mean, you're looking at the regression of Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I remember an interview a couple of years ago with Mike Tomlin when they asked him about the Wildcat, NFL teams running the Wildcat. He looked at the guy and said, well, we'll figure it out and we'll stop it. And the interviewer said, we as the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's like, no, the entire NFL. And that's what has happened with Colin Kaepernick. They've figured him out. They've shut him down, and he continues to get worse and worse week by week. I'm going with the New York Giants in this.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the New York Giants. How about this, Rod? Eli Manning has started 171 consecutive games. He now has the longest active streak in the NFL. And we should see more of Mr. Eli and what they're going to do to those who are they playing again, Rod? To the 49ers, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sitting here. You should watch TV and do a radio show at the same time. All right, then it brings us to the Monday Night Football game. The Pittsburgh Steelers 2-2 at the San Diego Chargers 2-2. And I know Ronnie will be hanging out somewhere around what used to be Jack Murphy Stadium, Qualcomm Stadium now. Who do you have in this game?
Steelers have a 42-24 record on Monday night, while the Chargers only have a 22-20 record on Monday night. Me and Gene, I am actually going with the San Diego Chargers. I'm not sold on Michael Vick just yet. Phillip Rivers gets his number one ace back, which is Antonio Gates. They're going to throw the ball to Gates. I'm looking for a great game from Gates and a victory with San Diego.
Okay, well, I am going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers to get a much-needed road victory, and that's what's going to happen. And that wraps up all of our picks, Rod.
It wraps up our picks real quick. Your fantasy jewel this week, I just told you, go with Antonio Gates. Surprisingly, he's only owned in 59% of all Yahoo leagues. That's Phillip Rivers' favorite receiver. Pittsburgh has given up the fourth most fantasy points to tight ends. Look at Gates. I told you earlier, Blake Bortles, he has something great going on. He had 22.5 points last week as far as fantasy-wise. He's hovering close to 300 yards every week. That tandem he has with Hearns and Henderson, very good. Blake Bortles, Antonio Gates, your fantasy love jewels of the week.
Well, you threw in some extra words there. What the heck is a love jewel?
I don't know. I was looking at the Cubs highlights.
What do you watch on TV at night? I'm a little worried about you sometimes and some of the things you come up with. Anyway, the love jewels pick of the week. Rod just gave it to you. Folks, hey, enjoy your Sunday football today. Do whatever you do to get ready for football, because it's going to be a great day. And, of course, Monday night is going to be huge for Steeler Nation. And we want to thank Ashton for he's here every – he didn't just wake up. He's here every – he's night owl.
All the time.
Yeah. The fact that we did this show without coffee is amazing. Simply amazing. So, folks, hey, anyway, enjoy week 5 of the NFL. Hot Rod, Ronnie Brooks, Mean Gene, Sports Kings, we will see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Rod.
Hey, Mean Gene, what's going on? We got a little bit more to talk about, Mean Gene. What do you want to talk about?
A live show.
A live show. That's what happens with these live shows, Mean Gene. Mean Gene closes out the show when we're not ready just yet.
Because I saw that coffee pot brewing back there.
I thought
we did.
Well, you know,
is all about the music, right?
That's what it's all about. Mean Gene, the main thing is we got to get on this highway. I got to get back so I can get to Jerry's Word. Jerry feeds us very well. He feeds the media very well when we get to those games.
What do y'all eat there? Because I had hot dogs in St. Louis.
No, Mean Gene, we had grilled chicken last week. We had at the Falcons game.
And this is the media?
Yeah. We had grilled chicken, asparagus. I ate very healthy that day.
What are they feeding the Cowboys?
Oh, you know, they eat good.
They eat good?
Yeah, because they got to eat before they come.
Is that the reason why you go to the games to eat the food? I mean, are you getting any interviews? Are you talking to anybody?
Next question. Next question, please.
All right, folks. Hey, now we are out, folks. Enjoy your weekend again. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio. Me, Gene, Ronnie Brooks, and Rod Johnson out of here. See you next week.
All right. Have a good one.